Riddle Me That is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Use creation tools right from your phone and your computer, and Anchor will distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And it's free. And now, your host, Alex Riddle.
What is up, everybody? You're tuning in to the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. On today's episode, we're going to be talking some NBA, as the Bulls, being one of the most aggressive teams at the start of NBA free agency, making some huge roster moves for the upcoming season. Are the Bulls back? Are they for real? Are they relevant again? Lots to talk about there. We're also going to be talking some MLB, as we probably had one of the most craziest trade deadlines of all time, including trades going on between the Chicago White Sox and their rivals, the Chicago Cubs, who were squaring off this weekend in the Crosstown Classic at the Friendly Confines. What went down? Lots to talk about. Let's get after it. So I want to talk some NBA right into it. The Chicago Bulls, are we back? I mean, that's the vibes I'm getting right now. Going into the free agency, you know, I was thinking about guys like Chris Paul. What was he going to do? He's re-signed with the Suns, four-year deal. I was going to see what Kawhi was going to do. He's going to stay with the Clippers. I want to see what Kyle Lowry was going to do. You know, he was the one highlighting all the free agency. He signed with the Heat. So, you know, him and Jimmy Butler got a good thing going down in Miami. Going to the Chicago Bulls, you know, also with the Los Angeles Lakers, getting Westbrook, you know, pretty much trading away most of their depth, you know, giving away Montrezl Harrell, Kuzma, a couple first-rounders. I mean, they're all in on Russell Westbrook. ESPN rated that trade actually a D. I hate that Russell Westbrook went to the Lakers. You know, I think it could work, but I see a lot of tension on the court. I don't see Russell Westbrook and LeBron necessarily meshing very well. I see Westbrook and AD, you know, hooking up for Lob City. But ultimately, I think the Lakers, you know, they also signed guys like Malik Monk, who's a shooter guy? I can't remember. There's about four other veterans. Oh, Melo. They got Melo from the Blazers. So, like, what's their starting lineup going to be? Like, oh, Dwight Howard. That's who they got. So, what is their starting lineup going to be? AD, Dwight, Melo, LeBron, Russell Westbrook. I mean, that's just kind of weird. It's kind of like, yeah, the best USA team like 10 years ago. So is that what they're trying to reform in LA? I don't know. But then here comes the Chicago Bulls. Bulls reach out to snag Lonzo. So I'm going to get into the Lonzo thing in a little bit. There's been a lot going on with regards to tampering. This has been a story that's come out very recently, the last couple of days. Are the Bulls going to be able to keep Lonzo? Is it going to be a fine? I'm not sure the rules on the tampering. I don't know if a lot of people do, so I'm kind of waiting to see what happens with that. But they get Lonzo for a four-year, $85 million. LeVar to Chicago. Bang. Then we go out and sign Alex Caruso, like, 10 minutes later. Four-year deal, $44 million. I'm like, all right, Caruso, headband / Rihanna lover, you know, coming to the Bulls. You know, he's kind of a meme in our house. You know, he's always on with his headband. He's always flying around the court. It's kind of funny that he's actually coming to Chicago. But he's actually been, you know, watching him last year, you know, he played a lot. You know, with injuries on the Lakers. So I think Caruso actually, you know, and regardless of injuries, he actually was just, you know, part of their unit. Didn't look bad. So I think he'd be great, you know, along with Kobe White on the bench. You know, maybe get a little AO involved. But that happened. And then you got DeMar DeRozan, you know, the guy that I saw they wanted originally, and then once they signed like Lonzo and Caruso, I was like, oh, I don't know if they're going to get DeMar. And then here they are, you know, getting a guy that averaged almost 7 assists a game last year. Maybe he's the type of facilitator, you know, him and Lonzo, that the Bulls, or that LaVine needs. You know, I still think we need shooters. I know Lonzo doesn't shoot a bad percentage, you know, shoots 38% maybe. Which is good. You know, nothing against Lonzo, but his shot's a little funky. It's hard for him to always create his own shot. So will he be able to, you know, will we be able to rely on him to score down the stretch? Caruso, you know, he has his moments where he can fly to the rim, but, you know, not necessarily, you know, he's more of a spot-up shooter. So maybe DeMar, you know, DeMar might be, I mean, DeMar is awesome. You know, I've always liked him. You know, I thought he was disrespected by the Raptors. Obviously, it worked getting Kawhi, basically getting rid of, you know, their franchise player and sending him to the Spurs. But, you know, he can, you know, he can pop. Just his three-point percentage, not great, but he has that mid-range. You know, he can create his own shot, which is good. So he can set up Vucevic and, you know, LaVine. Lonzo can set up LaVine. So we have some playmakers, which I like where the Bulls' heads are. You know, the Bulls are going for it right now. The Bulls are trying to be, you know, didn't have a draft pick this year due to Vucevic. The Vucevic signing, you know, the trade they did with Orlando, sent away a couple first-rounders. So Bulls need to do something. And I saw some interesting, you know, picture. It was like Garpax's like first lineup that they had out there. You know, it was like Campaign, Denzel Valentine, Felicio. It was like, oh my God, it's like the most, you know, Justin Holiday. He was like our best player, which is, believe it or not, you know, that's the saddest thing I've ever seen. So, you know, now the starting lineup, you know, they would say would be Lonzo, DeMar, LaVine, Patrick Williams, and Vucevic. It's like, all right, that's a lot better. You know, and people ask me, oh, Riddle, what do you think about the Bulls, man? Like, give me your intake. And it's like, I'm thrilled that they're going out and getting, you know, very, it's, you know, I can't say, like, you know, big-time stars because they're not, but they are getting, you know, people with talent. And they can make, you know, LaVine is now, you know, after seeing him play on USA, obviously not like, you know, that's Kevin Durant's team, but, you know, LaVine definitely was getting minutes. He's definitely good. LaVine is a superstar. He is right there. And so if the Bulls can, you know, get some guys around him that can do anything, take any amount of the load off, the Bulls will be such a better team. You know, and Kobe, you know, going into his third year now, will he be that spark off the bench that we need? You know, will he this is Kobe's year right here. This is, I think, huge for Bulls. You know, he's had ups and downs, you know, times where he can't miss, but times where he can't, you know, not turn over the ball. So what will Kobe White bring this year? A lot of, you know, question marks. You know, I'm excited for this team. You know, it's giving us something to look forward to as Bulls fans. But, you know, I'm seeing people go like, oh, Bulls projected, you know, the best case scenario, 55 and 27. I'm like, okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Every time we do that as fans, we're not rewarded. Let's, you know, it's good moves. Let's see how this team folds out. Let's see what, you know, maybe they're not done. You know, they got Tony Bradley. They signed Tony Bradley, you know, big fella off Philadelphia. So, I mean, the Bulls got something. They got something to work with. Going to the tampering issue with Lonzo, I don't know a lot about what's going on. Of course, we just kind of saw it this morning and last night that, oh, Bulls might have been... So the NBA is investigating now if the Bulls tampered with getting Lonzo. I don't know how they did it. I don't know if they were, you know, bribing him with money, houses, or just, you know, illegally recruiting him before they were allowed to. I don't know. I think that's what the NBA is trying to find out. So don't know a lot about it. It would really suck. It would just be a classic Bulls move to get a guy like Lonzo, you know, that's, you know, a guy that people are excited about, you know, kind of a rising star in this league, you know, a lot of swag. So it's like, all right, like, you know, everyone's trying to get their Lonzo jerseys, and then it's like, oh no, tampering. So it's like, oh my God, what's so? I hope we figure out in the next couple of days what is going on with that, so we know as Bulls fans what we're gonna expect. You know, either Lonzo or Caruso. The big difference with Caruso starting and, you know, not Lonzo. So that'd be kind of ironic that, of course, Caruso would be our freaking starting point guard. Not, no offense, Caruso, but, you know, you're just not the starting point guard that we want to see right now as Bulls fans. But, you know, when I know more about the tampering situation, I will get back to the fans. I want to know as well what the hell is going on, because this just sounds ridiculous. It'd be a shame. It'd be kind of an embarrassment to the Bulls front office. But ultimately, you know, the teams I mentioned, you know, there are moves going on in the NBA. But, you know, those are the major ones, you know, with the a lot of re-signings, you know, besides the Lakers just stacking up on, you know, 2010 USA vets. So I'm excited for the season to start. You know, going to be a different season this year. You're going to have more games, going to start a little earlier. So hopefully the Bulls can, you know, provide some sort of spark this year as fans. It's hard. You know, it's hard to remember that we're all such huge Bulls fans when they haven't done anything and you have no expectations. So we need that back. Let's go, Bulls. Come on. Survive the tampering. Let's go, Lonzo. Let's go, Caruso. Let's go, Vucevic. LaVine. P. Williams. 4-3. Bang to the bang. So I want to talk some MLB right here. Probably the craziest deadline I can remember. I was at work earlier last week, you know, and all these teams, you know, oh, you know. So the obvious thing that was going to happen was the Cubs selling Baez, Bryant, and Rizzo. That was kind of just, and Kimbrel. You know, it was pretty much brought to everyone's attention that these guys that the Cubs were going to be selling. You know, the Cubs were 42-33. You know, first place in the division. Looking good, actually. No expectations this year. And just like that, one bad series against the Brewers. They had one game, they were up 7-0 and lost 14-7. And that was their downfall. The Cubs have now had the worst stretch since that point. So they were 42-33. They have now lost their last, you know, 10 out of 27 games. It's fallen apart for the Cubbies. And it was a sad, you know, as a Sox fan, it's easy to sit there and be like, you know, to laugh at the Cubs, you know, because their franchise players are gone. It's never good to see that for an organization. You know, especially having guys that did so much for that team. Even though, I mean, they obviously were trying to win more than one World Series, but they got the World Series with that core. So it wasn't obviously a failed, you know, acquisition in Chicago. And at the same time, you know, they're stars. You know, they brought people to the field. I mean, those are the jerseys you saw on people's back. You know, they represented the Cubs. And it was sad to see them go, but at the same time, it's pretty amazing. They're the first, so Anthony Rizzo being traded to the New York Yankees, he was the first Cub to go. Was the first Yankee ever to get, like, an RBI in his first, like, six games, including a home run in his first two games. Baez with the home run in his first game on the Mets. Even though the Mets are sliding right now, he did that. Chris Bryant to the best team in baseball, the Giants. I don't know if it's the best acquisition because the Yankees have not been losing with Rizzo. But Chris Bryant hitting a home run in his first game back on the Giants. So first time ever, like, three players at the trade deadline have hit a first game home run for their new team. Of course, it was the Cubs. So the Cubs have been kind of in the bad, you know, the bad publicity right now. Kind of out of nowhere. I mean, we knew that, you know, the Cubs were, you know, didn't have many expectations this year. But it all kind of happened just so fast. Like, boom, boom, boom. Like, franchise player's gone. And you're like, wow, like, what do we do now? And the finishing touch was Kimbrel being traded to the White Sox for Nick Madrigal and Cody Hoyer. So, kind of, I didn't know that the White Sox were in the mix for Kimbrel. I didn't know that they were going after him. But I did see some, you know, linked news that, okay, like, the Sox are interested in Kimbrel. I wasn't sure what they would give away. I'm fine. You know what? Nick Madrigal is going to be a stud. So the Cubs are getting, you know, having an infield with Nico Horner and Nick Madrigal. That's going to be a sexy infield for the Cubs for years to come. But at the same time, you know, the Sox were all in now. Getting Kimbrel, they were able to get Cesar Hernandez from the Indians, which is a great signing. He's always torched the White Sox, ironically enough. So it was kind of cool to see him come to the South Side. Fits in great already with the ball club. He's hit a few dingers. You know, he seems like he brings energy. He's a great defensive player. So we really needed that, you know, down the stretch. We cannot have Leury García try to lead the squad at the end of the season. So Cesar is huge. Kimbrel was huge. And so, and we also got Tapera. So the White Sox also got Ryan Tapera from the Cubs, you know, one of their best relief pitchers. So the Sox really getting the Cubs best of their bullpen. It's interesting when the deal is done through, you know, the crosstown rivalry with the Cubs and Sox. So happy the Sox are able to capitalize on the Cubs' awesome back end of their pen. And the Cubs will benefit from Madrigal. Obviously not this year. He won't be playing. But next year when he comes back. And I think Cody Hoyer is going to be great too. So they definitely have something there. But so that's all that happened between the Chicago teams, which is crazy. All that stuff, all those trades. So you're kind of like, what else is going on in the league? You know, kind of like, you know, Chicago stole the show. LA Dodgers stealing Trey Turner and Max Scherzer from my Washington Nationals. It hurt. You know, I can't really, hard for me to really watch the Dodgers. The Dodgers have, like, the best lineup I've ever seen. They pretty much have, like, their own little all-star, you know, all-star team on their roster. You know, and with the NL West being as good as it is, you know, the Padres acquiring Adam Frazier from the Pirates. And then you had the San Francisco Giants, who also got Chris Bryant. You know, for that. So that division is stacked. You're having the Giants, Dodgers, and Padres all in that division, you know, playing for a division crown, also just the berth to the playoffs. So every team having to make a move. The Dodgers, though, I don't know how they do it. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable how they just snagged Turner and Scherzer, you know, for young prospects. So it's like, it's hard as a Nationals fan to be like, wow, you know, this is really worth it because I don't know what they're getting. It's kind of like the Cubs with all those players they traded away. You know, they're not sure really what they're getting yet. You know, they're hoping they're getting teams good prospects, but it's like, will that benefit them down the stretch? It's hard to know in baseball. It's kind of like, it's not always the luck of the draw because there's sometimes you know that you're getting a great player, but there's always a risk in training for prospects. So we'll see what comes of that. But I also want to head to the AL with, you know, Rizzo going to the Yankees. The Yankees have been the weirdest team in baseball. You know, one of those teams that are just underperforming this year, and now they're getting so hot all of a sudden with Rizzo on this team. Rizzo actually just going into COVID protocol today, so he'll be out for at least a week. So hopefully that, well, hopefully, I hate the Yankees, so I'm not hoping that they, you know, start playing, you know, or keep playing well. But at the same time, it's like, how will they respond to not having Rizzo? Was he able to support? You know, it's crazy. Just having a player join the team can just make everybody better, even when he doesn't play, because he can, you know, just spark something in the clubhouse. So obviously he's done that so quickly. Yankees looking to get an extension for him. You know, he's only 32, so he might be a Yankee for the next 10 years. So, you know, Rizzo entering like the second chapter of his career. Ultimately, just so much happening during the MLB trade deadline. Ultimately, a win for the Sox. Hard hells for the Cubbies. There's no way around it. You know, I was being very nice during this podcast. They're going to, you know, be struggling for a while. But it was good to see that the White Sox were able to capitalize. And going into this Crosstown Classic this weekend, Sox winning the first two games. You know, going for that trifecta win tonight. The sweep, bring out the brooms, little broom broom. So we will see where the Sox end up. The Sox, if they can win tonight, will be back to 20 games over 500. You know, leading the division by more than 10 games. So obviously, division's intact. But they're looking to get home field advantage to the playoffs. So every game matters for the time being. Let's go, Sockies. Cubbies, take a seat.
Riddle's rant of the week.
Bang, bang, what's the hang?
My riddle's rant of the week this week. I'm taking it to food, all right? I can be a big Uber Eats / DoorDash participant on the weekends. Don't get it a lot during the week, because if I get food, I get it on the way home from work, so I, you know, skip out on all those fees and whatnot. But on the weekend, you know, it's especially at night out in the town or after the town, you know, I get a little hungry, so, you know, for instance, I'll DoorDash McDonald's, DoorDash maybe some Wingstop. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, I'm kind of promoting, you know, not promoting, you know, for health on this podcast here, but these are the places I order on the weekend. We decided to go Taco Bell the other night. Taco Bell has let us down time and time and time again, not getting a sauce, messing up the order. And so finally last night, or two nights ago, you know, we had a couple buddies in town, Jake Lauderdale, who I'll talk about in the next segment here for his birthday. So, you know, he wants Taco Bell. The man wants Taco Bell. I try to tell him, you know, I wasn't trying to, you know, it's not his fault or anything, but I did warn him how it's a little sketchy down here. But we went for it. $70 order between about six of us, which, you know, if you think about it, you know, $15 a person, not the worst, but, you know, a lot for Taco Bell. So big order coming in, big Taco Bell order. Food gets here. No sauce again. Absolutely no sauce. Everyone asked for at least five sauces. Mr. John Elsie here, one of my sexy roommates, not getting anything of his order, literally got a vegetarian option, which not even close to what he ordered. He ordered a quesarito, no quesarito. And so my point is here, if we're spending $70 on this Taco Bell and they're setting the bar, yeah, we're going to get about 70% of it right. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't know what's going on behind the kitchen, if they're not reading the order right, if they're just throwing stuff randomly in a bag. It's not a good look. And I'm not blaming the Uber system, but it is hard, you know, when you're delivering food like that to now trust, will I get the food that I wanted? Will I get the essential sauce that I need for my burritos? Ridiculous. It was a hard one to swallow, especially for Elsie, you know, $20 down the drain, Johnny Yard games. Ultimately, never order Taco Bell off DoorDash or Uber Eats. It's a scam. They're not gonna supply you with that Taco Bell greatness. Better luck going to El Burrito Mexicano on Addison. That's the move.
G4 Spotlight of the Week.
My G-Force pilot of the week, taking it to my boy Jake Lauderdale. Fucking Lauder Daddy. Coming for the weekend this weekend for the Cubs Sox and his birthday. Happy 22nd birthday to my boy. We were able to go to the Cubs Sox game yesterday, so on Saturday, in the steaming heat. But they did not stop Yoan Moncada, Cesar Hernandez, and Jose Abreu leading the charge, along with 11 strikeouts from Carlos Rodon, to lead the boys to a 4-0 victory. We were in the bleachers. There was no hiding from the shade. We toughed it out, drank our Bud Lights, downed some dogs. Unbelievable day. Finally, you know, it was a close game on Friday. If you guys saw, the Cubs came back late with a 3-run homer from Mr. Romine. So, scary way to start the series. The Cubs or the Sox being able to hang on for an 8-6 win on Friday. But Saturday, you know, wasn't sure how the boys, you know, would respond with the heat. They looked, you know, it was a close game through 6. Sox being able to stretch that lead down the stretch. But ultimately, you know, Sox winning. Heat didn't matter. Boys were there. Boys were buzzing. Sox all the way. Let's go, baby. Let's go, Sox. Lauder Daddy. Let's fucking ride. For the flick of the week this week, I'm taking it to an Apple TV classic, Ted Lasso, featuring Jason Sudeikis as the main character. The second season is, you know, been coming out week by week. I just got into it. What was actually turning me off from Ted Lasso was the fact that Apple TV couldn't cast, and I didn't have a Fire Stick, so I was going to have to watch off my phone, which I wasn't, you know, really into doing. I would have watched the show way earlier if I had, you know, if Apple ran through Google, which it doesn't. But Bobby Starr himself, sexiest roommate alive besides Elsie. And yeah, you can throw Cough Daddy in there as well, especially if he's wearing the visor. Bobby Starr with the jailbroken Fire Stick, Apple TV and all. Ted Lasso on all day. Ted Lasso is an instant classic. It's about a D2 football coach, Ted Lasso, who gets the call into the Premier Leagues to be AFC Richmond's head coach, trying not to get relegated. So being relegated means, you know, coming in last in the Premier League. So you get relegated to a lower division. So then, you know, every year teams that are on top of that lower division will get promoted. Which is, you know, keeps the incentive to keep winning, which I like. But, you know, obviously never coached a lick of soccer or what they call football. Football. That's not, you know, the terrible accent, but football, you know, overseas. And it's just like how he meshes with the, you know, how is he doing it? How is he going to make this team good? You know, the owner, you know, right off the bat does not want this team to succeed, which is why she does this. Obviously, there's more to go with that. And, you know, I'm not spoiling anything. You find that out 5 minutes in the movie or the show. So awesome show. Hilarious. Also serious. So it's one of those comedies where it also has a good plot, you know, good characters. You root for everybody. Unbelievable film. I highly suggest you sit down with your boys, your significant other, your family, friends. Watch Ted Lasso. Awesome film. I keep saying film. Awesome series. Jason Sudeikis is the man. My bet of the week this week. I was gonna tell you to hammer the White Sox 1.5 tonight against the Cubby Blue in the final game of the Crosstown Classic. I didn't get the pot out in time. So tomorrow's game, not a lot of baseball games. Sox Twins, Luis Robert's first game back. Sockies hot. Giolito gonna have a better start than the last start he had last week against the Royals. Hammer the Sox 1.5. Luis Robert getting a home run. Not sure what the odds are on that. Hammer that as well. Sox are back. Luis Robert to hit a home run. Separately, Sockies 1.5 per usual. Let's get after it, White Sox baseball. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to sincerely apologize for the month off I have taken. I've been blissed with work. It's no excuse. It's no excuse at all, but I'm giving myself one right now. We're back. The Riddle Me That pod making his return. Brad Eich, I know you're mad out there. I know you're the number one supporter. I got you. We're back. Riddle Me That pod. See you later. And all the haters, let's get after it. I miss all you guys. I love all you guys. I love the support. I hope you guys all have a great week. And I'll see you next week on the Riddle Me That podcast. Riddle Daddy out.